for the Lord our God omnipotent reigneth forever and ever. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the dawning of another new day. We exalt you. Praise the Lord. My spirit, soul, and body shout hallelujah. We are grateful for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing, for what you will always do. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We exalt you because you are the God that rules in the affairs of our lives. We thank you for our daily journey. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We thank you because you are so good to us in every areas. We thank you because you are greatly to be praised. We thank you because of your majesty. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your preservation. We thank you for help. We thank you because we've seen you as God. And you will continually be God in our lives. We say thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the seventh day in the month of August 2026. It's a Friday and we are grateful to God. We thank you for the journey of another new month. We thank you for another weekend. We do not take it lightly. We say thank you for everything. I want us to come together and we'll use these words of declaration and say, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. My journey is secured in the blood of Jesus. My journey is secured in the strength of the Lord. I am renewed with strength in my inner man. The power of the Lord becomes active in my life in Jesus' name. I will not journey without God in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord becomes abiding, becomes real, becomes standing in the journey of my life in Jesus' name. As I go out today, I am strengthened by the power of God that is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. I go forth with blessings and I come in with blessings. I am preserved from all evil in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be contained because my liberty is in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus sets me free. I am free indeed in Jesus' name. I am under the shadow of the Almighty. I am preserved. I am secured. I am saved in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord makes every crooked places to be straightened for me in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, the Lord gives me joy. The Lord fills my heart with unending joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Sorrows has no place in me. Darkness has no place in me. Guilt has no place in me. Condemnation has no place in me. For there is no condemnation in me because I am set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus has given me victory and I will do and walk my reality in the finished work of the cross of Calvary for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. My preservation is sure and I walk in that preservation that the Lord has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord goes before me. The presence of the Lord goes before me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord holds me by his hands and he gives me victory on all sides in Jesus' name. I cannot be contained because I am hidden in Christ Jesus. The name of the Lord is my strong tower. I am hidden in it. I am saved. I am preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord becomes a pillar for me in every journey of my life to lighten me in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk in the light of God to lighten my path on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from within in the name of Jesus Christ because the power of the Lord is at work in me for victory, for testimonies, and for everything that pertains to life and godliness in the name of Jesus Christ. My eyes are open to that which God has prepared for me. He shows me the way. I walk in the reality of the way. I become the beneficiary and the benefactor of the blessings and the profit of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be contained in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon me. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is upon me now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, welcome to another day. And I'm using this time to remind us of our program that is coming up next week. Thursday and upper week. Next week Thursday is on the 13th of August and the third Thursday, which is the 20th and the 23rd day in this month has been separated to mark our first year anniversary for our on-site program titled The Battle Axe. I want us to pen it down. Let's take note of it. The second Thursday, that is the 13th, and the third Thursday, 20th and 23rd, which is the fourth Sunday. I want us to take note of it and prepare for it to come and refreshed at the throne of mercy, that we will be renewed and strengthened on a daily basis. The Lord will help us and keep us moving in the journey of our lives in Jesus' name. I want to continue from yesterday, which was concluded with this. We are saved when we stay in the boundary of the Lord. We are saved in the boundary of God's protection. The Spirit of God is everywhere. The presence of God is everywhere. But He will not allow us to go out of His boundary. We are safe and secured in His boundary. The presence of God is everywhere, but the presence of God is not active everywhere, because it is not in the confines of the place that allows the presence of God to reign, to dwell, or to rule. Our lives move well when we stay in the boundary, and the boundary is the secret place of the Lord. Anybody who walks out of the presence of God, out of that boundary that God has given to us, is exposing him or herself to dangers, and the probability of the person being restored is only by God's grace. God is the only one that determines it through His mercies. So when we deliberately walk out of the presence of God, out of God's boundary, when we deliberately, ignorantly, or foolishly walk out of it, is on us, not on God. Because the name of the Lord is that strong tower that the righteous run into it, and they are saved, they are secured. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalm 18 verse 2. It says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my strength, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my strong tower." If we look at a lot of translation, it says the Lord is my fortress, but towards the end, King James said He is my strong tower. Some version says He is my safety. Some version says He is my stronghold. Some version says He is my shelter. So it comes in different areas. Some version says that is where I am saved. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower, is a place of refuge. Like we have been discussing from this week, we've discussed about the battle of displacement and the battle of delay. I want us to notice that there is no alternative, according to what Pastor said earlier this week. There is no alternative to doing life right until we are spiritual. That means it is only through being spiritual that we can do life right, because life is controlled by the spiritual, and going through the spiritual aspect of the supernatural, which comes through God alone, is the only way out of living life right. I want us to know this, that the devil's aim is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he cannot be active, nor can he achieve this aim, except he contains somebody. He tries to box somebody into a corner. He tries to make the person to walk out of the presence of God. He makes the person to walk out of the presence of safety to the place of containment, to the place where he or she is lonely, to the place where there will be no help around him. And that is why Matthew chapter 13 verse 25 says, "While men slept," or "while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed wheat among the wheat." He sowed wheat among the wheat and went his way. If we look at this verse, it's talking about three actions. And we know that action, verb, is an action word. And everything we do on this earth is an action. Either we sleep, speak, do anything, is action. And the action that the enemy does is he makes us to sleep. I want us to pray this prayer that, "God, I will not sleep the sleep of death in the name of Jesus Christ, over my life, over my husband, over my children, over everything that concerns me, over my purpose on this earth, that in the name of Jesus Christ, I will not sleep the sleep of death in Jesus' name." So the verse said, while we sleep, that means when we are awake, we cannot be taken away. The devil makes us to sleep. The enemy makes us to sleep. The devil makes us to lose guard. Sleeping is a state of losing guard. It's a state of being careless. It's the place of being weak and vulnerable. While we sleep, the enemy comes. That is the action. It will first of all make us sleep. Then it takes its own action by coming. Not just coming to say hello. No, the devil doesn't come to say hello. He comes to come and steal and kill to destroy. Then he will now sow weed. He will do it in a way that it makes us feel it doesn't matter. It's just normal. That is the way it creeps into us to make us feel that I'm still on the way, making us forget that we are gradually living the way by our little actions of carelessness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not fall into the trap of carelessness in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not become careless over everything that matters, over the little details I need to be upstanding, that I need to be alert on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be at alert. I will not be careless in Jesus' name. So why we choose this carelessness through ignorance, through foolishness, or through any way? The enemy comes and sow their wits among our wits. Then he goes his way. That is the work of the devil. He tries to box us in a corner by making our garden look beautiful. Oh, it doesn't matter. This, it doesn't matter. Bringing distractions in a subtle way to take us out of the consciousness of the presence of God. And the way the devil does it, he does it in a nice way. He does it in a way that it's friendly. It is only through the alertness of God that calls our attention to this, that hello, my dear, there is fire on the mountain. He will not wait till that fire start burning, but he will start calling our attention to this. Focus on this. Watch this and watch this. But many a time, our carelessness or make we feel this doesn't matter. It doesn't really goes this way. Using our five senses to look at it. But anytime the Holy Spirit calls our attention and we listen to it, at the end we will see that God is good. We will say, oh, thank God I chose to listen. Many a time the Spirit of God has been giving us direction, but we fail to due to our foolishness and because we feel that it doesn't make sense in these five senses. Most of the time we try to reason it through five senses, but the Spirit of God is there. The aim of the devil is to box us to a corner. That is his aim. And the way he does for every one of us is different. It is only when we stand on our feet and stay. As a child of God, let me let you know something. It doesn't mean that if you are a believer, you will not go through stuff. Mm-mm. That is not what he says. He said we should be of good cheer. We should be of good heart. We should be courageous because his Spirit is there to see us through. So on this earth, the only weapon we have is the Spirit of God bringing us out of this, giving us alertment and helping us to stay in that boundary he has given unto us so that we will not be boxed and choked into that corner. The devil comes to displace us using different tactics, but the Spirit of God is always there to give us a way out. It is only the Spirit of God through his word. We overcame him by the word in our mouth, by the words of God in our mouth, by declaring it. His words are yes and amen. When we declare the words of the Lord without fear, saying it, because it is the saying that is powerful. And the power of God becomes at work. The power of God pulls that action into activity to give us victory. It is through the word of God, the Spirit of God, that teaches us not to walk out of the boundary. We are only safe under the precious safety and the tower of the Lord. The aim of the devil is to box us to the corner. And the aim of God is to bring us out of that corner in his safety hand. His aim is to bring us out safely, to make us a living proof. If we look at the three Hebrew children, they believed in the God they had. The devil said he will box them to the corner into the fiery furnace. And it was real. It wasn't child's play. Like many of us are going through fire. Many of us are going through waters. And it looks as if God is silent. It looks as if God is not even looking at our side. But we are only saved in the boundary of God. Many of us think that we can only be saved when we try to help God. God doesn't need our help. He is strong enough to save us in that corner. While they threw them there, that was when they saw that God has gone ahead of them. He has quenched a fire. And the enemies that threw them died. So I want us to know that in that challenges, God is there. It might look overwhelming, but you are not gone yet, because you have that God that is protecting you. You have that God that is like, is our shock absorber, is the coolant in that challenges, is the one that is strengthening us, is the one that is giving us hope that, my son, don't give up. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect for you in that weakness. What are you going through? Hold on to God. The devil is trying to box you into that corner. He wants to kill you into that corner, but God will not allow it. God forbid, he will not allow his children to be destroyed, because he has taken our place on the cross of Calvary. He has died for us so that we will not die that death. God is always there to give us victory. Let us look unto him in that box, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, in that box, in that corner that looks overwhelming, in that corner that looks as if it's going to crush us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, is the only one that can strengthen us. That is the action he gives us against the action of the devil. While he sows weed into our wits, he gives us the strength to pull them down, to become a living proof, to give up a testimony that when we see the scars, I can boldly say, this is a victory I have in God. We overcame it by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, so that we will also be able to say, like the apostle said, that we have seen it, we have handled it. We become a practical experience of the goodness of God, that in that place of boxing, in that tight corner, I came out victoriously. And that will be our portion in Jesus' name. The strength that we need to come out victoriously, the Lord releases it upon us in Jesus' name. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, let's not forget that the coming of the Lord is at hand. The Lord will help us. He will strengthen us and give us victory till we get to our eternal rest in Jesus' name. It is well with us. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.